Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Giants are world champions.
Welcome to the Giants Insider Podcast on NBCSportsBayArea.com. Introducing your host, San Francisco Giants Insider, Alex Pavlovich.
Hey everybody, coming to you from rainy Scottsdale. This is the second podcast of the week. If you missed the first one of the season, it was Buster Posey. That one is on your podcast app. It's on our website. You can check that one out. This one, another right-handed hitter who the Giants count on, Hunter Pence. A very, very fired up Hunter Pence, as you will hear. I think you can hear his excitement just coming through during the interview, and I've seen that during the couple days we've been here, but I think it's been clear. It was clear at FanFest and clear for anybody who's talked to him that he's ready to go, and I think that has kind of gone into the clubhouse a little bit. You see that with guys who have talked to him and guys who are feeding off of him a little bit. So interesting conversation with Hunter. He is moving to left field this year, and we talked about that a little bit and a lot of other stuff. As always, I will say, if you enjoy the podcast, if you like what we do here, subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts, on iTunes or wherever. I know a lot of people did earlier this week and during the Posey podcast, and I appreciate that. And the other thing that I mentioned earlier, I'm doing a lot on Instagram right now for spring training, just because it's fun and it's easy, and trying to take you guys behind the scenes a little bit. And hopefully, if anybody out there is on the East Coast or somewhere where the weather's poor and they can't really imagine baseball right now, you can watch some videos. You can watch Posey hitting or Bumgarner throwing, and it'll get you ready for baseball season. So that is Pavlovich NBCS. It's an Instagram account. Same on Twitter. Same on Facebook. I think, as always, I tell you that's kind of a way to supplement what we do here. This obviously is the podcast, and here is Hunter Pence. First of all, you see the way the offseason goes, you see McCutchen come in, and then you have a conversation with Bruce Bochy about your immediate future. What was that like when he called you and asked you to play left field?
Ah, it was awesome. No worries. Like, I'm excited to do whatever I can, wherever you want me to play. I think the goal is whatever it takes to win, and wherever they're the ones managing the team and putting that together, and we have complete faith and trust in them. And if I'm best suited to help us in left field, I'm fired up. If I'm best suited to help us wherever, like, let's go. I'm ready, and I'm gonna be ready for whenever the phone is called and it's my turn to step up and be a part of the well-oiled machine, so to speak.
I know you've always had that attitude that whatever it takes for the team. Is it any different after the way last season went? Was it even more of something that you thought about this offseason?
I think after last season, it was just like it was one of those things that really puts a fire in you. And, it was a great challenge, and it was a big blessing in disguise. Whereas you go through some tough things and you just gotta handle it. But it fuels you with this like beautiful fire, and it fuels you with, a whole new perspective of looking at, how can we get this going? And, I think they say that when you succeed, you celebrate, and when you fail, you tend to ponder. And we have a lot of guys that have a lot of talent and had, some rough circumstances, and these things happen, and we got to take responsibility for it. And now it's time to make the adjustments. And that's what this offseason was like so good for, was pondering and looking for every adjustment and getting back to the details and getting that fresh fire, that energy of enthusiasm, and being in a great, powerful state of something to prove. And it's really exciting.
I've heard that from a few guys now. Just going back even a few months and hearing radio interviews with guys. How much are you talking to guys in the offseason and texting or whatever, and just getting that attitude back of we need to get past last year and we need to view it the way you said? It could be a blessing in disguise.
A lot, actually. And we said all of that intention, as the year was going on, and we were out of it pretty early, but we were not out of, you know, working and putting out, like putting things together and getting things going in the right direction and like coming together as a team and you know, finding answers. So there was definitely a powerful intention. And I think there's like an underlying feeling of this, just like this massive enthusiasm and this like this train of like, here we come and we got something to prove. And like, that's always been kind of the state we've been in when we've had our best seasons, where a lot of people count you out and we just have this like fire and you can feel it. I don't know how to explain it other than we feel it.
It was something I mean, frankly, I felt at times last year was missing in the clubhouse. And I think when you start the year that way, it's going to be tough to have that energy throughout the year. I mean, for you, you've always been a guy who I know has paid attention to what happens in the clubhouse. Is that something that this year, do you want to see guys smiling more? Do you want to see them having more fun? Do you want to see more energy than you saw last year?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I'm already seeing and feeling. And, like, we don't have to go back onto, like, you know, what's the problem. Like, we're on to the solution. And there's a lot of, like, you know, getting down to the nitty-gritty, bringing grit back, you know, kind of that mindset. You're either tough or you're not. Let's get, like, we got to get out there and we got to be, like, mentally tough and we got to bring it every day as a unit and we got to have that fire of something to prove, which, like I said, we have. So you just, like, there's an eagerness and there's, like, an ultimate, like passion to come out there and, like, cannot wait for spring training, cannot wait to get after it and just locked into the process, locked into the preparation and ready to bring it.
You talk about grit. I don't know if it gets any grittier than pushing weights on a sled in a parking lot of a gym in Houston. I know you were very open about your workouts in the off season. Was it different than past off seasons? Did you do anything to try to bounce back from last year and maybe work out differently than you have the year before?
So the year before I did a completely different workout than I've ever done. And I wasn't happy with that one, so I made my adjustment back to my original kind of workouts, the way that I've always done it. So I had like this unbelievable off season, and we took everything that I usually do and added on and made it extremely efficient and put it together in a really good way. And so my body's feeling better than ever. Like, I'm so excited to get on the baseball field with all of that stuff that's going on. And it was really fun because this year we had one of my trainers, his significant other, filmed a lot of it. So I got to share a lot of the journey on my Instagram story. So a lot of people got to see kind of what I go through. I gave him a little lens into that. And it was like cool because we get to be a part of the process together. So I really enjoyed doing that.
It was very intimidating to watch. Made me feel bad about what I was doing every day. But there's something else that kind of hangs over all this, not just what happened last year, but this is the last year of your contract. And the last time you were in that situation, I mean, famously, I remember you were a few feet behind us in this clubhouse here and discussing a new deal. Now, you're months away now, but is that something you think about at all, what your future is beyond this year and maybe trying to enjoy this season a bit more than you might otherwise?
You know, those are things that take care of themselves. Like, to me, I'm on contract with the Giants, and you know, that being said, I need to fulfill being everything I can to help us win this year. So I don't get beyond that at all. It's like, how can I make myself reach my highest potential? And that's got to be kind of the focus as inwardly as myself and outwardly, like, find a way to get the whole team. Like, how can we maximize our potential? So no matter what those outside things, I look to control the controllables and building what I can to bring every day to help us win and get back to where, you know, we want to be and get back to where we're dreaming and what our goals are and accomplishing those goals. And so that's the way I process it.
We've talked a lot of baseball. I want to talk coffee and gaming. You opened Coral Sword a few days ago. What was that process like? I know it's been months in the making. Ultimately, to open the doors, what was that day like for
it's
you?
It's been years in the making.
Years
it's
in
been
the making.
3 years, okay. Actually. But a lot of it's like waiting on the contractors and getting all the permits. And really, I'm just a silent partner. I have a wonderful group, a wonderful team that's on the floor and doing all the operations. And I just get to go and enjoy the space. So that's been a lot of fun. I'm really excited. They've done a wonderful job. It's beautiful. The artwork is amazing, and the atmosphere is very welcoming and hospitable. And really, you know, it's happy. It just makes me feel good to see people having a good time. And like, you know, we got to add a little bit to that part of the community, and hopefully, we're a benefit to everyone around there.
Was there anything that surprised you about the process the last few weeks of trying to actually just get to the finish line there?
Well, we definitely pushed that that start date, and it was crazy how much work was put in and how everything came together. I actually got to give a big like shout out to my wife Alexis, who like went off because she like loves it, but she was organized and had lists and like, you know, she really was just like unbelievable, and like she absolutely loves it, like you know, she's just enjoying all of it, and we both love it, so it's just something that's very dear to our hearts and was really fun to do.
I even saw her brewing the coffee herself, I think, making espresso.
She's brewed some coffee. She likes to laugh. She goes, it's like I'm playing coffee shop. And I'm like, you're not playing coffee shop. This is a coffee shop. So it's a game to her, and it's play to her. And that's one of the things that we think is very important. You know, perspective changes work to play and play to work.
Well, you got to do all that in the off season, got to work out. Now it's actual baseball season. You sound more fired up than anybody. So Hunter, thank you for the time.
And
we're looking forward to opening day.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate it, man.
Got him.
And that's the perfect game. Swing and a miss. The Giants are world champions.
The Giants Insider Podcast on CSNBayArea.com.